folks, I'm with Ann Moses, and she has a bottle of beautiful Pinot Noir that I think if I'm very nice to her, she'll open this bottle. This is 2013 Calf's Crown, and this is Pinot Noir from Patson Hall. This comes from a very unique area.
This is one of a newer proposed appellations. It's from the Petaluma Gap. Petaluma Gap starts in Petaluma and then moves north up to the hills, and it really is on the southern border of the Russian River Valley watershed. It's an incredible area because it's very cold. And up in the hills where Gap's Crown Vineyard is planted, it's a very cold site. It's a wind-driven site. And so what we get is we get grapes with very thick skins. And that thick skins for Pinot Noir means we get a great concentration, a lot of color, and a lot of tannin.
Now, we really have to talk about that. There's very few grapes that'll grow in regions where Pinot Noirs will grow, and there's reasons for that. But the coastal influences are very important to Pinot Noir. This seems to be a unique point of the coast.
Yes, Pinot Noir needs cold weather. If it's too warm, the wines don't have concentration, they're not fruit-driven, and that's why we've been going to some of the colder sites in the North Coast looking for great Pinot Noir.
I think we've all had a Pinot Noir that came from a warm area that people had not discovered that, geez, we cannot grow Pinot Noir there. You get a lot more tonnage per the acre, and the wines are not as good.
Well, it's been a huge amount of discovery for Pinot Noir development and viticulture in California. We really have been evolving since the late 80s and 90s. We're finding the great sites, we're looking at the soil profile, we're doing better viticulture, and that's giving us some incredible examples of Pinot Noir.
I asked this before and almost got in trouble, but I think we should talk about the food and wine pairing here that chef's going to maybe put upon us here. What do you think goes with it?
What I love about Gap's Crown is it's a very vinous wine. It's big, it's masculine, it's muscular. I like to call it the Gap's Crown the steakhouse Pinot Noir. It almost has a Syrah profile. It's got lots of tannins that are chewy, but they're really fine grain. It's got black fruit, black cassis, black cherry, blackberry, a bigger wine that you could have roasted meats, beef. You could even have some really strong cheeses with this wine. So it's really versatile, and it really can stand up to a bigger, more flavorful meal.
Well, folks, I think we just lost half our audience because they're all so hungry now. They're running to their refrigerators. And this is Gap's Crown, and this is Pinot Noir from Patson Hall 2013, and we are doing the same thing. Chef just brought some great food to the table, and there's going to be a lot of silence here in this room. Cheers, folks.